A 54-year-old man from Glenwood Springs was behind the wheel Saturday night when a westbound RAFTA bus careened into a concrete barrier. State Patrol Trooper Nate Reed said yesterday much of the agency's original report is still accurate, including what happened when the bus approached a sluggish tractor.
The bus obviously was going highway speed, noticed the tractor, and in an attempt to get out of the tractor's lane and into the left lane, the bus lost control,
skidding and then crashing and rolling onto its side. No one died, but 11 people ended up in the hospital, some with serious injuries. The State Patrol has not cited the driver. Trooper Reed explained the agency's main goal is to thoroughly understand what happened Saturday night. Reed said the agency, working with the district attorney, will carefully review the accident. RAFTA is doing similar work, according to CEO Dan Blankenship.
We're still conducting our investigation, and what we know is there is the version that the State Patrol is working off of in terms of what caused the accident. We think that there might be another version that our driver and possibly at least one other witness that was on the scene had about how the accident occurred. They're slightly different. What we're trying to do is gather information so that we can reconcile the differences, or we can determine whether one version is more correct than the other. A lot of people probably drove by the tractor at some point in the evening or maybe after the accident happened, or perhaps they were behind the bus. So we kind of need all of those different perspectives to be able to put the different pieces together of this puzzle to have a better understanding of really what happened.
Aren't there cameras on the buses?
There are cameras on the buses, but they are on the interior of the bus by and large. We have one camera that's on the exterior of the bus on the right passenger side pointed backwards. Its purpose is to kind of watch the ski racks and to make sure that passengers get their skis and have cleared the vehicle before the vehicle takes off. Sometimes the interior cameras, they have a field of vision that is almost 360, so they take pictures outside the windows of the bus as well. And so we're hopeful that maybe some of those interior cameras will pick up something that was happening outside. There's a camera over the driver pointed out the passenger door. Maybe that camera will have picked up something that was happening on the right side of the bus as the bus was going around the tractor that was in the right lane. However, the vehicle was impounded by the State Patrol because they are going to inspect it. So we can't access the vehicle to pull the DVR from the bus. And we're wanting to maybe work in cooperation with the State Patrol to get the DVR and then have them come to our facility where it can be viewed using our software, because from what I understand, they don't have software for all the different kinds of videos that sometimes have information about an accident or what have you. So they indicated that might be something they wanted to do, but we just haven't connected yet.
Is RAFTA taking steps to reach out to the passengers?
Well, on Saturday night, you know, this was a very serious accident, and emergency responders came to the scene, and their priority was to get people on the ambulances and on their way to the hospital. So we didn't have a chance really to get names and contact information from the passengers that went to the hospital. We got a few names and contact information from some that were less severely injured. Then we try to get information about the passengers from the hospital, and because of the HIPAA regulations, they won't even tell us how many passengers are in the hospital, what their condition is, or what have you. So our only avenue really to find out who they are is to ask them to contact us, and some have been doing so. We're thankful all of the passengers survived the accident. We know that some of them might have a long and difficult recovery ahead of them, and we're really so sorry for their injuries, and we just hope and pray that they will get better as rapidly as possible. And anybody that is out there hearing this that is one of those people or knows one of those people, if they would contact us so that we could start to get their information. And if it's determined that we are liable for this accident, then we'll be in position to expedite the claims.
Thank you for taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Dan Blankenship is CEO of the Roaring Fork Transit Authority. A spokesman for the Colorado State Patrol said yesterday it will work with RAFTA to get footage and other digital information from the bus. The patrol also has contact information for many of the 11 injured passengers and may share that with the Transit Authority as well. Yesterday, Aspen Valley Hospital and Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs did not confirm how many passengers are still in their care. The National Transportation Safety Board says it is not investigating the RAFTA crash. The federal agency looks into plane crashes and other events. A spokesman has said the agency is not probing the accident near Carbondale and likely won't issue any safety recommendations. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.